Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang underlined the need to earnestly implement policies to stabilize the economy and support market entities, employment and people's livelihoods. He made the remarks at a national teleconference held yesterday by the State Council, urging efforts to keep the economy running within an appropriate range.Li said that indicators such as employment, industrial production, power consumption, and cargo transportation began to decline in the months of March and April. The Premier said that the difficulties facing the country now are to a certain extent greater than those experienced in the early days of the pandemic in 2020. Li stressed that more work should be done to support market entities and that local authorities should introduce mechanisms to help them manage difficulties in order to stabilize and increase jobs.Emphasizing the recently proposed 33 measures to stabilize the economy, he issued an order to government departments to introduce practical implementation measures by the end of May. The Premier announced that the State Council will send task forces to 12 provinces from Thursday to oversee the implementation of economic stabilization policies. Now, Shanghai reported 48 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 290 asymptomatic carriers yesterday. No new infections were found outside of isolated and controlled areas. Zhang Hong tells us more.
4,270 patients were released after recovering from COVID-19, while 118 patients remain listed as severe and 34 listed as critical. One COVID-19-related fatality was reported yesterday, a 63-year-old woman who was unvaccinated. The latest update to the city's risk areas shows over 21 million people now reside in precautionary areas.Earlier this month, the city made the decision to postpone both the National College Entrance Exam and the local high school entrance exam to July. And as progress has been made in pandemic control, some of the students will be allowed to return to campus in early June.
经综合研判，并报市疫情防控领导小组同意。
After careful research and with the approval of the city's pandemic control authority,We've decided to allow grade 11 and 12 students to return to schools starting from June 6th and grade 9 students from June 13th. But due to the pandemic, they may continue to study remotely if they choose.
Students in other grades will continue with remote learning until the end of this semester. Makeshift hospitals and transfer centers set up inside schools have all been closed, and three rounds of thorough disinfection are expected to be completed by Sunday.Students and staff need to take an antigen test before entering the school and a PCR test before leaving every day. PCR testing sites will be set up on campuses to ensure that test results will be available within 12 hours.
We want to make sure that students can get their test result before going to school the next day. Students whose test results come back as abnormal will be transferred to a medical observation site at Oriental Land in Qingpu District.And they will take their classes online. Makeshift test sites for college and high school entrance exams will be set up for students who have tested positive, as well as those listed as close contacts.
The Education Commission said districts and schools will arrange designated vehicles for those who have difficulties in commuting to school. Additionally, 10 measures have been rolled out to make the registration of new students at kindergartens, primary and middle schools easier.Those who cannot complete the relocation process for their Shanghai household registration can submit an application online, and their children can be enrolled in a school based on the preliminarily approved household registration address. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Now, delegates attending the World Economic Forum gathered for the final day in Davos. The meeting wrapped up today with an address by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.During the five-day event, Ukraine was at the top of the agenda, but post-pandemic recovery, climate change, and harnessing new technologies were also discussed. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Europe should streamline its financial and business approach toward Ukraine in a bid to boost the country's ambitious goal of one day joining the European Union. In addition, the World Economic Forum and leaders of some of the world's largest businesses announced the expansion of the FirstMovers Coalition, a partnership aimed at propelling green technologies. Launched last year, the coalition includes businesses that make major purchases and investments in green technologies.